Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A, a packed show for you today. We're going to open up with our buddy Hope Hooper from the Prescott Valley Parks and Rec Department. She'll be here to talk about all sorts of summertime family fun events. Then John Ohanessian, our buddy from Walker, will be coming in for his annual visit to talk about the fun fundraising sale coming up very, very soon to benefit the Walker Volunteer Fire Department. John's always a fun guy to talk to. And then we'll have Melanie Snyder and Bob Crawford coming in on behalf of Shakespeare in the Pines, on behalf of Lark Productions, coming to the Highland Center for Natural History. That's always a wonderful weekend event out in the woods. Mike Calhoun has informed us of a special tribute to veterans and first responders this Friday evening at Pronghorn Ranch. They plan an event honoring our patriots for this Friday at 6:30. All branches of the armed forces will be represented, plus all first responders. The public is invited, and all present military and veterans are encouraged to come in uniform or wear any commendations. This is sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's at 7030 Pronghorn Ranch Parkway in Prescott Valley. If you'd like more information, call 848-2285. Well, I'll be normal, I guess, for about the next 3 hours, and then about 5:15, my blood pressure will triple, because that is when the puck drops for the final National Hockey League game of this season. It is Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals, my hometown team in Boston against the Bruins. So nobody bug me for about those 3 hours, because I will be just bouncing off the walls. So I sure hope the Blues win. New movies opening this weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley include Men in Black International, The Dead Don't Die, and Late Night, along with the third version of Shaft at the Harkins 6 in Sedona. They'll debut both Men in Black and Late Night. That starts on Friday. Hope Hooper is just around the corner, coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Ready, set, go. This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown here to ask you to be prepared for emergency evacuation in the event of a wildland fire. Don't wait till it's too late. Have your prescriptions, family photos, legal papers organized and ready to go. Go to yavapai.us website for more emergency management information to help you prepare. Join Code Red today.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
People today are working harder than ever, going in early, staying late, even working weekends, hoping to retire someday and then begin to enjoy life.
Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. Even after helping members of our community for over 22 years, I'm still surprised when someone tells me they're planning on getting an RV someday.
The truth is, you don't need to wait another minute. Owning an RV is a dream well within your reach and a lifestyle you can have right now for as little as $3.88 a day. Small steps reap big rewards. Buy one less cup of
coffee today, and you'll be brewing a fresh pot over the campfire this weekend. Brown bag your lunch a couple of days a week, and spend the weekend showing your kids how to catch their own dinner in a babbling stream full of fish. Skip the dessert next time you're out for dinner, and let your kids make all-you-can-eat s'mores under a sky full of stars. Where will you find your 388 a day? Working hard is good, but a balanced life is even better. Let's teach our kids how important it is to seize every day. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:07. It's always great to have a friend in the studio. That's the case with Hope Hooper. What is exactly your title with the Town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Department?
So I'm a recreation coordinator, and mm-hmm. I specialize in arts and culture and special events.
And you got a whole bunch of them coming up for the whole family this summer, don't you?
Yeah, we're super excited.
And it starts, I believe, this weekend, right?
Yeah. Well, and we've been doing Movies Under the Stars.
Right, yeah.
So that's still continuing through the end of June. And then this Saturday, we have a huge concert and car show for Father's Day weekend that we're really excited about.
That'll be a lot of fun, too, because, you know, we have a lot of classic car shows around the area, and I think it has to do part of it with the fact that we do skew a little bit older, and a lot of guys and some women I know that just love the old cars they grew up with. It brings back so many memories, you know, of the car culture they grew up with, things like that. So that'll be a lot of fun. When and where is the car show?
Well, we're having that this Saturday, June 15th, and the event runs from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., if you want to participate in the car show with your car, you'll want to show up between 7:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. to register. Or if you're already registered, make sure you show up during that time so that you can make sure you get your car in before we start the event. But the Dewey Classic Cruisers are helping us with that end of things. So they are accepting on-site registration. It's $15 per category, and there's a whole list of categories. You can call us if you have questions about that. And then they ask that people bring 5 canned goods as well their entry. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Tell us more about the family fun movies that are displaying on the green, correct? The big screen by the amphitheater, correct?
Yeah.
Because I drove home a few nights ago and I saw a whole bunch of people on the green space, and I just happened to see a movie playing. I thought, how did I miss that? I should have been there.
Yeah, every Friday through the rest of June, we have Movies Under the Stars at the Civic Center. We call it the Theater on the Green, the stage that's out there. This week, we have The Princess Bride, so I'm excited about that. And then next Friday is Ralph Breaks the Internet, and our last one on the 28th of June is Hook. So we've got some good movies coming up.
Nice variety. And if you haven't seen The Princess Bride, it's also, I believe, your first and probably only chance to see Andre the Giant as an actor. So that's worth it right there. So you said folks can register for the car show if they get there early, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you've also got games, contests, concerts coming up. You got a 4th of July fireworks show coming up, if the weatherman cooperates. I'm sure he will. So give me an idea of all the planning and all the details and all the T's that got to be crossed and I's that have to be dotted to make this look like an effortless, you know, community event.
Yeah, we start for all of these events, the movies, the concerts, the 4th of July, we start planning usually about 6 months out. It's a lot. We get our bands in. We have to talk to movie houses and schedule the movies, get sponsors. We have to work with a lot of community groups to make all of these things happen, especially the 4th of July. We have, you know, our pyrotechnics. We've got bands, the sound techs, food vendors, the beer truck. The chamber helps us with getting a license for that event so that people can enjoy the beer garden, which is the whole park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of things. Plus, then there's the on-site logistics, like do we need to close down a road? Do we?
That's what a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the stuff that's not necessarily the fun part of working for Parks and Recreation, but you got to get that done, don't you?
That's right. It's very important. Like this weekend, Lakeshore will be closed between Skoog and Skoog, and Lake Valley will be closed to Florentine. So if you're traveling around that area, be aware of those closures. And that's so that we can have the car show. So little things like that. We work with other departments to make that happen. Public Works help is so helpful with that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So without them, we'd be lost.
Do you guys need any volunteer help with your Parks and Rec activities this summer?
Always.
We really?
Always need volunteers, especially with special events, people who can help us, you know, just keep an eye on things or run games, help us with contests, help our food vendors. Basically, you know, just make sure that everything runs smoothly throughout the day, especially for something like this Saturday, with the event being, you know, over a five-hour event, it's a lot of time and
sure.
It's a lot of staff hours. And the more volunteers we have, we can save a little bit of money, taxpayer money, on staff hours, which is always a great thing.
Mm-hmm. I was down at the green space this past Saturday because they had a dog adoption event with a whole bunch of people down there, and it's a good thing they had a lot of volunteers.
Oh, so yeah,
definitely. Those folks can really, really come in handy. You know, I've been meaning to ask you or your husband, Ben. Of course, it's not his call on this, but I'm really glad they named that little half street around the area for Harvey Skoog, but a boulevard? Who came up with that part of it?
I don't know.
That's not a boulevard.
It was Civic Circle.
It was East Civic Circle.
Yeah, so I don't know why it didn't become Skoog Circle.
Skoog Circle? A boulevard?
It's maybe it just sounds nicer.
I guess someone rejected Skoog Highway. That's all I can figure out.
Maybe they're turning it into a boulevard at some point.
Yeah, it could be extending
future
it.
Future plans.
Yeah, you never know. So you've been involved with Parks and Rec here for how long now?
Almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. What was the highlight, aside, of course, from playing the Easter Bunny?
Oh, gosh. I just love being at any of our events where we can provide a free service to the community that I think the movies are probably the biggest
one
for this,
yeah.
too. Everyone's so happy. They're having fun. There's no... It's just a good community feeling. It makes you feel at home. It makes you feel like
seeing all those smiles
good.
Makes it all worth it.
Exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yeah. There was we do a daddy daughter date night too, and
neat.
Yeah, it's super cute. We do that every February, and I remember the second year we did it, I worked really hard on the decorations and even took a little time, you know, outside of work hours to do them because I was just perfectionist. And one of the little girls walked in and wasn't looking up at first. And when she did, her eyes got so big. And I'll always remember that one because it was just the sweetest thing in the world. She was so happy. And it was like, okay, I helped with that.
So I have to ask you, you wore that Easter Bunny costume for how long that day?
Oh, gosh. There was a couple days that I bounced around in it for an hour or two. So, but as soon as I'm, like, not around people, I take the head off because the head is the worst. It's so hot in there.
And the reason I bring that up is about, oh, my goodness, how many years ago was this? Do you remember an old TV commercial campaign for Bud Light featuring the dog Spuds McKenzie?
I do, yeah.
I had to portray Spuds McKenzie for 6 hours on a summer afternoon, bouncing around street side, waving at cars, wearing that big costume. And let's just say that by the time I was through with it, it had to go to the cleaners, and so did I.
Yeah.
Wow, people don't realize that. When you watch a ball game and you see the mascot jumping around in the stands, it's not as pleasant a job as it looks sometimes.
Right? I think about Buckets, the Suns mascot, and how much effort that must be.
Yeah.
And I love Buckets. But after the Easter Bunny thing, I have a new appreciation for Buckets.
Well, we are sure glad that you're the coordinator for the Prescott Valley Parks and Rec, because you have so many good activities coming up. When it comes time for the winter time, what kind of things do you guys have in mind? How long in advance do you have to start planning what you'd like to do on certain dates?
If it's something new that we're planning, we try to plan at least a year out.
Wow.
Just so that we can get all our ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that's been going for a while, it depends, anywhere from 3 months to almost a year.
No kidding.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of long-term planning, your husband, Ben, our friend Ben Hooper, is going to have some good news to announce probably before the end of the month. People have been bugging him about for a long time, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he announces it soon.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any official details, so I can't blow the lid off the whole thing. But anybody who's been waiting for a Dunkin', they don't use Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They go by Dunkin'. But anybody waiting for Dunkin' Donuts, Mod Pizza, Baskin Robbins, it's coming up soon, right?
Yeah, very soon, hopefully.
And
I'm really excited about pizza.
Yeah. And if you go past that site, it looks like it's ready to do business right now. They got, you know, now hiring signs out, everything.
It's gorgeous. They did a great job.
They really did, yeah. It took long enough to get going, but they're there, and that's the important
thing.
Worth the
wait.
It's worth the wait. Any other big news that Ben has tipped you off to that we can hear about, or should I bring Ben in by himself?
Oh, he should definitely come in. You're going to have him in soon.
Well, have him email me. We'll set up a date and bring him in and have him break all the good news out.
I will. He tends not to tell me because I have a big mouth, so...
See, I was trying to get a little stuff up. But that's okay. We'll forgive you for that. Hope Hooper, always glad to have you on the show. Thanks on behalf of the Prescott Valley Parks and Rec Department. We're going to be talking to another fun event coming up, talking about Walker Day, because John Ohanessian is here. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdie told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. GOETTLS. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
There's a local nonprofit organization that's doing great things in and around Prescott. It's People Who Care, and our name says it all. Volunteers provide caring non-medical assistance to adults unable to drive due to physical limitations or aging. Assistance includes transportation to doctor appointments and grocery shopping, personal paperwork, neighborly visits, and more. Services help clients remain in their own homes and provide welcome face-to-face contact with someone who cares. Check peoplewhocareaz.com to learn more. I'm Gayla Allen, a volunteer with People Who Care for 7 years.
At Lam Nissan, we have a lot of confidence in the quality and durability of every Nissan we sell, and that includes our certified pre-owned Nissans. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Take the fear out of buying a used vehicle with a Nissan certified pre-owned vehicle, featuring a warranty that offers a 7-year, 100,000 miles of protection. It also includes a free trial of Sirius XM radio, 24 hours roadside assistance, and more. And every certified pre-owned Nissan must pass a comprehensive 167-point inspection. Right now, we've got a 2017 Titan XD with only 5,300 miles, priced at only $22,774. A 2018 Rogue Sport with less than 8,100 miles for only $17,988. We even have a low-mileage 2019 Pathfinder for only $25,951. Each is thoroughly inspected, factory-backed, and easily financed. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number HN558968, number JW159555, number KC582308, plus tax, title, and license. For complete coverage information, see dealer for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21, and anyone who believes there's no such thing as a free lunch, well, I'm about to prove you wrong, because it must be that time of year again, Walker Day.
That's right.
And our favorite Walker resident, John Ovanessian, is here. They've been doing this now. Our Walker's been in business for over 50 years, and we've got family fun and entertainment. We've got a couple of great sales going on. It's all for a great cause, John. What is all of this done for?
You know, it's Walker Day. Walker Day is basically the Walker Fire Department's biggest fundraiser of the year. What we do is we pull out all the stops. We've got, we'll get 400 or 500 people that'll roll through. Mm-hmm. The events are terrific. I mean, you've been there before.
Sure.
You've experienced the cakewalk. Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you, were you in the cakewalk?
No, I was not in the cakewalk.
I couldn't remember if you threw down the dollar or not to come do the cakewalk.
No.
No. But I'll tell you, it's fun. Almost invariably, it'll be some 5-year-old girl that wins, and it's maybe a 3-inch vertical leap.
Yeah.
Palms to the sky. It's an ear-to-ear smile.
Yeah.
All I can say is, for a dollar, you just made her year.
There you go.
And then she gets to carry a cake home like it's a puppy. We love the cakewalk. That's probably
sure.
one of my favorite parts of Walker Day. We're going to throw in a small car corral this year. We've invited the Prescott Antique Auto Club. Bring their cars down. Here's the good news. There's the free lunch part.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your car. I'm going to give you 2 free lunches. It's a great complete lunch. We're talking burger, dog, chips, soda. Even we'll throw in a dessert, okay?
There you go.
Just for bringing your car down. Yeah, there is no such thing as free lunch. We're not going to pay your gas. But please come see us. It'd be nice to have some classic cars. We used to do an art show. We just found that, you know what, on a nice day like that, day before Father's Day, Dad doesn't want Mom buying art. He wants to see an old classic car.
There you go.
You know, bring your 59 Cadillac with the big fins. That's something I can relate
sure.
to, being born in 59, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And you've also got, of course, a great cause for all this, because providing fire protection for a heavily wooded area.
Right, right.
Those are special demands there. Mm. And you guys can't just hop on, you know, a 4-lane road and zip right to it, can you?
Right, right. I mean, that's certainly the challenges we have. First of all, we've got 500 homes spread out over 10 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge, daunting task to try to patrol and serve that many homes spread out that far away.
Sure.
You can imagine, tough roads. Every one of our fire trucks has 4-wheel drive, which is unheard of for a lot of fire companies. But we look long and hard trying to find these nicely used but 4-wheel drive vehicles. My favorite is our Engine 86. It is the biggest truck you've ever seen. Came out of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We actually put it on a train, and we had it brought out here for us. You know, it's a $250,000 vehicle, but,
yeah.
you know, we can only afford
$30,000.
So we bought it years ago. It'll be in service a long time for us.
How many different people do you have volunteering for the fire department in Walker?
You know what? I think we've got almost a record number 2, a little over 30 volunteers. About 10 or 11 actually live in Walker, which is actually a new record. So I think with all of the challenges that firefighting companies have had lately, more and more guys and gals are stepping up saying, hey, I've got time. Let me come to some trainings. Let me see what it takes to be a firefighter.
You know, every time we get a springtime or a wintertime rain here in Prescott, mm-hmm. I look up in the beautiful Ponderosa Pines and I see this wonderful snowfall.
All right.
Tell me what it's like to wake up to that kind of a setting in Walker.
You know, it's beautiful. I'll say this. If you've got nowhere to go especially, it really is lovely. It's a blanket of white. In fact, I think 3 weeks ago we had 3 inches.
That's
out of nowhere.
Thinking, yeah.
Yeah. So you wake up.
I know Flagstaff got hit with 4
right,
inches.
Right.
It was just raining here. It was cold.
Right.
But it was raining. I'm going like, wait a minute. This is late May. What's going on?
It almost seems like a hoax.
Yeah.
You wake up
did.
And look outside and think, okay, yeah, like some Hollywood company is spraying plastic around, you know,
yeah.
messing with me, you know?
Yeah.
Again, though, that's part of the challenge is even in the wintertime, there can be a home fire in the winter. Every one of our vehicles needs chains.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it can cost $1,000 to chain up a big truck.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
We're trying to fund this with basically locals' pocketbooks. And you can imagine only 500 homes with a budget of $80,000.
Mm.
So what we do is we reach out. A couple times a year, we're going to reach out. This is our biggest fundraiser. Reach out to the Prescott area and just say, come on out. Every nickel you give us goes right to the fire department. There's no
mm-hmm.
intermediary. You get a dog, you get lunch, you just gave us $5.
And you know what, John? Yeah. A couple of years ago, we were talking about Walker Day, and you guys had timing was not on your side because
right.
for that one, you had the bridge under construction.
Correct.
That's
correct.
All done now, right?
Amen. And yet, last year we were rained out.
Oh!
It was the perfect storm. An hour before Walker Day and up until an hour after, it rained. And it was a pretty good steady rain. Believe me, no guy's bringing his convertible out to show it off.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to bring their kids out. All I can say is we were lucky to have 200 people. We crammed them all in the fire department. We had a band. We had the cakewalk. We had 180 or almost 200 people inside the fire station. It was very cozy.
Well, I have good news for you because I do news and weather here.
Yeah.
You guys have a wonderful forecast.
Right,
coming
right.
up. We're talking like the low 80s and
right.
sunshine.
And so you know what? Low 80s, keep in mind, Prescott, low 80s. Walker, we're probably going to be at 78 and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the park area where the car show is, we've got trees. We just got done mulching it, so it's beautiful. And again, it's this Saturday, June 15th. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. We're really looking forward to it.
Plus, you're going to have entertainment, too.
You know, we always have a couple of local guys that are good musicians, been doing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. They just wake up playing some tune. And now I understand this year, because we were rained out last year, they want it to be a little more exciting. I understand they're going to tune their instruments. So we're gonna take it to a whole nother level this year.
Oh,
yeah, you didn't see that coming.
Oh boy.
He kept
a straight face.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring you back for more comedies.
Yeah, there's no reason this can't be fun, right?
So tell us about some of the fun you guys have. You still have the yard sale.
Right.
That's
right.
That's gonna go on from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Right, and that is huge, and that is a big tradition.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, cottages, cabins throughout the mountains, and generally when people move, they sell their places furnished. No one wants to have to try to get some big four-wheel drive cube truck up there to get all the furniture, furnishing,
sure.
things like that out. So somehow, I'd say at least one or two families a year donate all that stuff to Walker Day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can furnish an entire home just at Walker Day. But we get antiques, collectibles, tools galore, fishing equipment, all. It's amazing the stuff we get.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, right.
Tell me what it's like to raise a family in such a beautiful wooded area.
Oh, you know what? It's really fresh every day. It's just when you get to Walker, you know, you're at Costco. We're 8 miles south of Costco.
Yeah, right down
all of a sudden, you know, you get about a mile or two past Lynx Lake and you realize, boy, I'm just driving through the woods here.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get to the fire station, it is surrounded by woods, smells fresh.
Yeah.
This time of year, that smell of, it's like somebody pine-sawed the whole community. Yeah, the whole neighborhood was freshly pine-sawed, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And roughly how many homemade cakes do you expect to see?
Oh, good question. I generally look for about 30 cakes for the cakewalk.
Sure.
And again, our deal is homemade cake. I don't care if it's beautifully decorated, but you know, there's a difference between a good store-bought and a homemade cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You can taste the love. That's all I'm saying.
And this is a family event because you're going to have things for the kids too, right?
Right, right. You know what? There's, I'll just say this, no elephant ears, no kegs, it's family friendly.
Yeah.
And what we do is, because we can afford to, it's free face painting for the kids, free kids games, you know, you throw a bean bag into the hole, if you get the right hole, you get a free prize. You know what, this is not as much of a huge money maker as it is, we want people to come to Walker, re-experience it, see where we are and what we're trying to accomplish as a fire department, and it's surprising, we get more neighbors this way, people come out for Walker Day and say, boy, I wouldn't mind looking around for a house here.
I was just going to bring that up, because for a lot of people, you know, you kind of tucked away a little bit there, you know.
Right,
8 miles off the big road.
Right.
And once people go up, they go, where are you guys been here all this time? Really?
Right.
Where have I been?
Right.
Yeah, it's a great introduction to a lot of people.
Mm.
Also coming up for Walker Day, you've also got a wonderful web page people can go to for all the details.
Right. You know, it's simple. It really is simple. WalkerDay.org.
Even I can remember that one.
Yeah, WalkerDay is one word, .org, and what will happen is our flyer will pop up, some pictures from years gone by, a couple of guys grilling your lunch, well, grilling your lunch if you were here last year, but grilling your lunch, getting smoke in their eyes, but you'll see a lot of happy people. I believe there's even a picture of the cakewalk. Cakewalk, again, it's, imagine the big face of a clock, you've got 12 numbers, and people walk in a circle, and when the music stops, no, we don't take a chair up, but when the music stops, if you're standing on the right number, you just want a cake.
How do you beat that?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's it's a buck, and every nickel goes to the fire department, which is great.
And you know, John's located where we are here at the radio station. We're right next to Costco.
Right.
So I can see how crowded Costco gets on a Saturday morning and afternoon.
Right.
If you're heading for Costco Saturday, give yourself an extra hour and a half, 2 hours, and go down Walker Road about 8 miles.
Right.
It's going to be worth it to you before you go to Costco.
Right. You know what? The Walker community, when I first moved here, 12 years ago.
From Ann Arbor.
From Ann Arbor, Michigan. Yeah, 12 years ago. When I would say to people, I'm from Walker, they would say, we know Walker. And I didn't know anybody knew this little mountain community, but they always had some grandparent or some friend, or they used to come up there to go sledding when they were kids, but they hadn't been there for 10 years, 15 years. You know what, folks? We're still there. Come see us.
You know, I do a lot of news, state news from the Phoenix area stuff.
Right.
Like that, where
right.
It's going to be like 113
right,
tomorrow.
Right.
I wonder how many people in Phoenix would love to have a family member or a friend living in Walker.
Right. To come visit. Yeah, yeah.
And stay for a few days or more.
Right, right. I know there's at least a couple B&Bs in the Walker area now. You know, these Airbnbs, things like that.
Sure.
It's a beautiful place. Come rent a place for a week. Yeah.
Spend some time out in the woods and have
right.
a great time, right?
Right, right. Maybe see some wildlife. I know we've got a new little a bear buddy in our neighborhood.
Oh,
and every now and again, you get to see the little 400 or 500 pounder running around, and they're pretty shy.
Now, the little 400 or 500 pounder is not me. Yeah. Just so our
that is correct. That That's guy. Correct.
Because I don't have that much fur.
It would be your much, much bigger brother.
Yeah, not that much anymore. But thank you anyway. I appreciate that. Once again, we want people to go to Walker Day. That's one word. WalkerDay.org. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of fun, a lot of great things going on. All for a great cause, because this is your big chance to provide for the Walker Fire Protection Association.
That's right. That's right.
And your volunteers will be very grateful for it. About 30 of them nowadays, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, you got to protect the neighbors, right?
Right, right.
That's what it's all about. John Ohanessian, always great to see you. Stop on by.
Thank
sometime.
You, DJ.
Stop by another time when you haven't got a Walker Day to prepare for, because this is a full-time job for you the last couple weeks, isn't it?
You're right, you're right. When it comes to Walker Day, I eat, drink, sleep it. You know, I wake up thinking, oh, did I do that? And yet, somehow, Walker Day rolls around, the wheels are in motion, there's no stopping it.
And you're a natural promoter for it. You do a great job.
Well, the Lord has given me a great spirit of kindness and happiness, and I love sharing that, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ann Arbor's loss is our gain, so we're glad you're here.
Right on.
Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. That's John Ohanessian for Walker Day. It's coming up this Saturday, 11 to 2, a yard sale from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's for the Walker Fire Department, 7 or 8 miles south on Highway 69. Just keep on going up the road. Just keep going vertically, right?
You can't miss it. That's
right. You can't miss it.
You gain 1,000 feet in elevation, and there you are.
You gain 1,000 feet in elevation. Leave all your concerns behind, right? That is all for Walker Day. Stay tuned, because we've got a check of local and state news and weather, and then we'll talk acting. We'll be talking about Shakespeare in the Pines, speaking of the great outdoors, with Melanie Snyder and Bob Crawford coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, putting the fix on auto repair fraud.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. If your car repair estimate seems oddly low and then the bill too high, you're probably being taken for a ride. If you suspect auto repair fraud, please call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. The D-backs visit the Philadelphia Phillies this afternoon at 4 a.m. 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Phoenix Fire Department is grateful to the Good Samaritan who saved a pilot Tuesday out of the wreckage of his burning small plane. Captain Rob McDade says while the department is still trying to figure out how the rescuer pulled off this heroic act,
it's always gratifying for us to see folks in the community that, you know, are willing to risk their lives to save somebody that is here in the valley that they don't even know.
McDade cautions while Good Samaritans are always appreciated,
that's the spirit of us, right? That's the spirit of doing something bigger than you, putting your life on the line. We always want to remind you, just remember what you're getting into. Really size up that situation. We also remind you that it's dangerous.
The pilot remains in critical condition after his small plane crashed on a street right outside Deer Valley Airport. Sunny, dry, very warm, extreme fire danger, and a cooler weekend coming, with highs today and a windy Thursday around 91 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 62. Tomorrow's winds cooling, Friday's and Saturday's highs to about 84. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 102 today and a breezy tomorrow, blowing in cooler highs Friday and Saturday around 95 with a partly cloudy overnight low near 65. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. Call at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Republican Women of Prescott are honored to host Governor Mike Huckabee on August 3rd at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Events start at 7 p.m. Please come join us for an informative and fun-filled evening. The governor has promised reasonable opinions and a no-nonsense analysis of the challenges facing our great country today. Tickets start at $32 and are available at the box office or online at ycpac.com. Proceeds benefit RWAP's scholarship fund. Hope to see you there.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 241. You know, we were talking to John Ohanessian about the beautiful pine forests down Walker Road. We have another reason to enjoy the pine forest. That is Shakespeare in the Pines at the beautiful Highland Center for Natural History. And boy, those two weekends are coming up fast, aren't they, Melanie Snyder?
They absolutely are. It's next weekend and the weekend after, the 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd, for the Winter's Tale. And it's very exciting because this play is very rarely produced. It's a odd play. It's a drama in the beginning, and then it's a comedy at the end. And so, but it's real fun. It's real fun. It's fun to do it in the forest because it has a lot of foresty stuff.
And not only that, but don't you sometimes involve some of the audience in the Shakespeare in the Pines roles?
Occasionally we do. This year we will have a special dance that will involve one or two members of the audience. So that's
nice.
That's a silly little thing that happens in the second half of the show after intermission. So
keeps things nice and light.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just very fun. It's just it's a very fun atmosphere. It's beautiful. Any outdoor theater is in my opinion really fun, and it makes it so the experience is just so different. And so to be able to do that and then really have some fun is it helps. And the audience is so close. You can't help but involve them. We enter and exit through them, and so they're just naturally part of it. It's like the final character of the play, truly, truly, for this production. But it's a gas. We love it. It's fun, and it's so gorgeous. They're gorgeous. It's beautiful.
And you're here today along with Bob Crawford. Bob, tell us about your role in The Winter's Tale.
Well, my role is Second Lord. I was given this position by King Leontes for doing a great job in the Peloponnesian Wars in making sure the mead and grog was up to spec. So I carry the cup for our good king.
You know, Bob would have been right at home at the hotel I used to work at years ago. They had a hotel bar called the Grog Shop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, would have been a natural. Bob, this is your first time on this show. Let our listeners get to know you a little bit. Tell us about some of the other productions you've been involved in and what's coming up for you.
Well, I have been involved with Prescott Valley Performing Arts there. Clyde Neville does
a Clyde,
great job for children and adults of all ages, really involves the community. And for the past 2 years, I've been working at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center on the various musicals. Their latest one we just did was Mary Poppins.
In fact, I just had Daryl Rowland in here a couple days ago for an interview. Since you work with the Prescott Valley Performing Arts Center and Clyde Neville's people, tell us what it's like to be a veteran actor and you're with children quite often who might be in their very first production. What is that like?
It's always exciting. It's always different. The children have different takes on how to perform, and it's very entertaining, and it just puts a smile on your face every performance you do.
Sure. Now, I've said this on the air probably 100 times, so I'm going to ask my listeners to indulge one more time. Tell me what it's like when you're working with a very young actor on stage, and it's their very first show. And this is the first time that they heard laughter from their punchline, or it's the first time they heard applause after they sang. Can you see the eyes get real big and them thinking like, oh, this is cool?
It's interesting. I've seen both types of children, some that just stop and look at the audience, and others that look like they're seasoned professionals. Doesn't faze them. They continue on, know their lines, know their marks, hit their points. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great point you just made. Melanie, I know you've been through your share of productions with children. How important is it for these young actors to learn to be there on time, to have their lines ready, to hit their marks, to be part of an ensemble and be able to back up if somebody else falters a little bit?
Well, it's crucial. And those are life skills.
Sure.
I tell my kids when I work with them, I'm like, this will prepare you for your very first job interview. It will prepare you for your very first employment. It will prepare you for everything else in your life. Because if you can play on a team, and if you can do your part, and if somebody else drops, you know, I say, you think about it like if you play Little League, or if you're on a basketball team in a league, and somebody fails to do something or something goes slightly awry, you don't just go like, well, that's not my job.
Uh-huh.
You run for the ball. Mm-hmm. And it's the exact same thing, except in a different way. You have to be in your head thinking. You have to say certain things at certain times. And it really prepares people. It builds confidence, like unbelievable confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids that never, ever want to pursue theater or the arts, if they pursue music or drama, it just prepares them differently. They tend to be a little more mature in their pursuits of scholarships.
Sure.
And other things. I mean, it really goes deep to what they can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. So with The Winner's Tale, tell me what's unique about preparing for a Shakespearean role as opposed to other dramatic roles.
Well, the research is very different. Mm-hmm. You really have to, you know, the other roles, they're deep, and you do research, and you might research the area that it takes place, the town, the time of, the, you know, what decade it's in, the time of year, those
sure.
things. But for Shakespeare, you have to do all of those things. Plus, you have to, really, it's a foreign language, and so you have to go word by word sometimes and say, what am I saying? And what am I really saying? What did it mean back then?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I relate that to a modern audience? So you have to then translate it in your head almost, and the actor must know what they're saying.
Sure.
They must be completely confident in what they're saying, because otherwise the audience won't get it, because that's
sure.
where the acting comes in. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you can see things in a foreign language and you can understand them, but unless the actor doesn't know what they're saying, and then
sure.
it's very confusing. But that, and that's the exciting part for me. It's like, what is really going on here?
Yeah.
And then you have to, I take it a step further and say, and how is that going to relate to a modern audience?
Mm-hmm.
In our world today, how can I make that, say the exact same things as they're written, but make that, have that impact on the audience that is necessary at that point in the play? So it's fun and challenging, and I love it.
And Bob, with the dialogue in the Shakespearean play, it's almost musical, isn't it, sometimes?
Very much so. Shakespeare wrote in prose, but he has iambic pentameter there that is, you can see that through almost all the statements that the mm-hmm. Actors are making there. And this production of The Winter's Tale, I think, especially the comedy in the second half, is excellent. It's not something you have to struggle to understand. The actors bring it out. You'll get the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
They are that good. And you're going to be laughing when you come to see the show.
Yeah. And also, we want to let our listeners know that not only is this a wonderful production, but we've got our friend Barry Barb involved with El Gato Azul. Melanie, you want to tell us about the opening receptions?
Well, the reception for before every performance. So the tickets, it's a fundraiser for the Highland Center for Natural History, which is an amazing place. If you've not been there, it's an amazing, amazing place. And the performances are catered previously before the performance. Give me a word.
Prior,
DJ.
To,
thank
prior
you.
To the performance.
See, I can do Shakespeare, but I can't speak
Isn't
English.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Anyway, that's, and so, and of course, El Gato Azul, the food is delightful.
Hello, Barry.
And so the tickets are $60. That includes your ticket to the show, that includes beer and wine, and that also includes the delightful food of mm-hmm. Barry Barb, who's wonderful. And so just a couple of things that they're going to have. They're going to have the brie with blue pecan cups and pumpkin seed crumble. They're going to have the bruschetta, the Thai beef skewers, some chicken, a sun-dried tomato pesto, some vegetables, you know, steamed asparagus, things. He does such a great job with those. They seem like simple dishes, but they're very complicated. And they're wonderful food. And so you get that. And then you get the Shakespeare play, and you're helping out the Highland Center.
There you are.
And so it's a win-win-win.
Tell us about Lark Productions.
Lark is Carla and Lane Burkett and their family. And they had produced things, I believe, at the Blue Rose Theater or else for Charlotte Hall, something like that. And then so this is the sixth annual fundraiser for the Shakespeare in the Pines, mm-hmm. but so they do that, and then they do. They also perform at Arcosanti.
Oh, okay,
so
sure.
their show coming up is the Merchant of Venice. They're going to do it at Arcosanti. Last year they did the Scottish play, and they also did. I think Milk and Honey was the but it, which is not a Shakespeare, but another classical piece. Mm-hmm. But they specialize in classical theater, and it's just, and they're very inclusive of the community, and it's wonderful. And you know, the material, they make it fun and not hard. So anybody who's intimidated, it's immediately, that's immediately squelched, because there's just, it's just fun, and you're just saying words and acting. And Carla does a gorgeous job with costumes. She makes the costumes, and she has all the patterns from, I mean, it is really top notch. It's not just, here's a nightgown, let's try to make it look like something. Mm-hmm. She builds them, and she's a very skilled costumer. So the show is gorgeous, and then it's fun, and then you're helping the Highland Center.
Sure.
And then they can go on then and do other things. The performances at Arcosanti are brilliant. If you've not been out there anyway, it's a really cool place.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do the outdoor theater there, it's really amazing.
We want to make sure our listeners know how to get tickets for this wonderful The Winter's Tale Shakespearean event. How can they do that, Melanie or Bob?
Well, they can call 928-776-9550 for information and to reserve your seats there. Or you could stop by the Highland Center as well.
Mm-hmm.
A good thing would be go see Walker Days and then stop off at the Highland Center this Saturday to watch The Winter's Tale.
Oh.
And you can have food. It starts at 6 p.m. The production starts at 7, so you have plenty of time to get something to eat and drink and make a great day of it in the community.
That's a wonderful way to spend your Saturday. That is Bob Crawford and Melanie Snyder. Thanks for joining us today on behalf of The Winter's Tale coming to the Highland Center, on behalf of Lark Productions, also on behalf of our buddy Tom Agostino tonight on the third floor of the Elks Performing Arts Center. It's the T Sisters. You can still get tickets by going to folksessions.com. That's to see the T Sisters on the third floor at the Elks Center this evening. Hello, Tom. So thanks for joining us on Q&A. Knock 'em dead, and thank you for not saying that curse word we can't talk about with one Shakespearean play,
that
right?
That's correct.
We don't want to put a curse on the building.
That's
here.
Right. Thank
Stay
you,
tuned. I got you. Some got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, kqna.com.
Luxury?
That's Buick.
Thousands in summer savings?
That's Finley Buick in Prescott. 2019 Buick Regal, where innovation meets inspired performance.
Now 25% off MSRP.
2019 Buick Envision Preferred. Versatility has found its style.
Now 24% off.
Save over $8,500 off MSRP. Your Finley Buick Prescott price?
$26,320.
2019 Buick Encore Preferred. Size to fit the way life moves. A huge 30% off. Save almost $7,900 off MSRP. Your
your Findlay Buick Prescott price?
$17,886.
For a brand new Buick. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Findlay Buick and Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495.fee. Stock numbers B42701, B42356.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just want to remind you, because of Diamondbacks baseball on the East Coast this week, there's no Talk of the Town this week at 4 o'clock, and no Let's Talk Sports on Friday of this week. However, if you are going to the Prescott Elks Theater, they do have a special showing tonight, and I believe that is Christopher Robin. That'll be on the big screen tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater at 7 p.m. The price is whatever you like to donate. I suggest $5. So Ewan McGregor in Christopher Robin tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater. I want you to stay tuned. Oh, by the way, also mentioning the T Sisters coming your way tonight on the third floor of the Prescott Elks Theater. Go to folksessions.com. Tickets are $25. You will enjoy their soaring harmonies, the Indie Folk T Sisters, for our buddy Tom Agostino. I want you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Diamondbacks baseball, of course, at Philadelphia. The first two games have been a thrill. Then join me back here tomorrow with my very special guest for most of the show, vein surgeon Dr. Brian Skilperort. He'll have everything you need to know about keeping varicose veins and spider veins away, and all for your overall health, too. Plus, tomorrow you'll hear my chat with Dan Abrams, the legal affairs analyst for ABC News, for his new book, Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense. You will not believe how many parallels there are between the Theodore Roosevelt trial and today's political arena. That is Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.